Matura Exam 5, Extended. Exercise 1, page 82. Speaker 1.
Isn't it always the case? The one time you do something wrong, you get caught. Now, I like to think that I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have never taken something I haven't paid for. I always put my litter in the bin, and I don't usually drive above the speed limit. But last month, I was late for an important meeting, so I went a bit faster than I normally do. And just my luck, I went through a speed trap. I got the fine through the post a week later.
Speaker 2.
It's the kind of thing you think will never happen to you. You hear about how someone else lost money because someone got hold of their information, but you think your information is secure. I had no clue that my identity had been stolen until my bank informed me that there had been some unusual activity on my credit card. I was stunned. Luckily, I didn't lose much money, but it's horrible to think there is someone out there who has all my details.
Speaker 3.
I know some people call it art, but personally, I think it's just a nuisance, especially when it's on my property. I own a shop, and one morning when I arrived to open up, I saw that the main door was covered in graffiti. I don't understand how some people can think that it's okay to vandalise someone else's property. It took me hours to clean it off. I called the police, of course, but they told me there wasn't much they could do without a witness.
Speaker 4.
I run my own business, and it's not easy keeping up with all the rules and regulations, especially those concerning the amount of money you have to pay to the government. When I first started my business, I did all my own accounts. That was a bad idea. I didn't know all the things I was supposed to declare, and I got into trouble with the taxman. Now, so that I don't get into trouble again, I pay an accountant to take care of that side of the business for me.